Good morning. We are in the fifth parak of Maseches Kelayim. We are up to Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah reads as follows: Charetz Shu'ever Bekarim Amik Asar V'Rochav Arba. So, a person has a vineyard. We're discussing in all these Mishnayos what the halachas are. The person has a vineyard. What constitutes a vineyard? What would be considered to be an individual vine? And how far a person would have to distance grain from the vines that he has growing inside his vineyard, or how far it has to be from a single vine. So now we have something that we're going to establish as a halachic vineyard, as we discussed earlier. Now in the middle of this vineyard, he has this ditch that runs through it. Now it's 10 tefachim deep, and it's 4 tefachim wide. So yes, again, we're talking about in tefachim over here, it's 4 by 10. The halacha is, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Eimer, im hayom afolosh m'resh akarim at saifai, hareza nirib kebein shnei kramim. He requires that this ditch needs to run all the way from one end of the vineyard to the next. In other words, it has to be dividing the vineyard in half straight through between every single one of those vines. However, if it's not going to go all the way through, the Mishnah continues. Sorry, hareza nirib kebein shnei kramim, v'zarim b'seicha. If it goes all the way through, it looks like it's two different kramim because you have a divider, you have this ditch, which is a significant amount of space, which divides the two halves of the karam and turns it into two separate vineyards. Then halacha is, you're allowed to plant inside this ditch, bim lav, and if the ditch does not run all the way through, harehu kagas, it has the halacha of a wine press. What's the halacha of a wine press? Mishnah continues. If you have a wine press in the middle of your vineyard, amuka asara, again, it's the same size. It's 10 tefachim deep. Ruchava arba, it's 4 tefachim wide. Now, Reb Lezer says, zerim b'saicha, you can plant in it. V'chachamim leishun, v'chachamim say it's asar. So again, really starting, the mission is a little bit backwards. We should really start as follows. If you have a wine press in the middle of your field, in other words, you have a big vineyard, and in the middle of your vineyard, you have a big ditch that you use to gather together all the grapes. And inside that ditch, that's where you're going to press them and turn them into wine. What's the halacha with that? Let's say there's no grapes in there, and you like to plant inside the soil at the bottom of this ditch. The halacha is, we have a dispute between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. According to Rabbi Eliezer, as long as this ditch is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, you can plant grain inside this ditch. According to the Chachamim, that's not true. You cannot plant inside the ditch because it has to go from one end of the field to the next, and then otherwise it's considered to be part of the vineyard. Rabbi Eliezer ben, the first Tana in the Mishnah, Eliezer ben Yaakov, he goes with the opinion of the Chachamim. And he says, if you're going to have a ditch which goes all the way through from one end to the next, then you're allowed to plant inside. However, if it doesn't go all the way through, then this ditch is going to have a halacha of a wine press, and a wine press, we pass the chachamim, that you cannot plant inside it. The Mishnah continues, Shemero Shabakarim. If you have a little post, it's a raised area in the middle of a field, where a guard sits there and watches the vineyard to make sure no one steals from it, or to make sure that it doesn't endure any damage. The halacha is, if it's gevaya asar, if it's raised from the ground, ten tefachim uruchava arba, and it's 4 tefachim wide, so zerim b'seicha, you'll add a plant on top of, or inside this little hill, I guess. You have a hill in the middle of your field where the guard sits. If it's wide enough, if it's 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, you're allowed to plant in that dirt. However, if the vineyard is growing very high, and it's growing over that area, now the vines are going to go mixed together at the top with the grain that you have growing there. The halacha would be, it's asr to plant in that area. We'll do one more mishnah, the Mishnah Dalet. Gefen shinatua begasa beneka. If you have a vine which is planted in a ditch, so it's one single vine, it's planted in a ditch, what's the halacha? It says the mishnah, you give it its amount of space, which we know that amount of space for a single vine is only 6 tefachim, and then you can plant in the rest of the area of this ditch. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im ein sham arba amos liyavizar lo sham. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion you have to have 4 amos, whether it's one vine or a bunch of vines, but since you're dealing with a specific area, which is this ditch, you're going to have at least 4 tefachim. And if not, im ein sham arba amos, sorry, you have to have at least 4 amos. Main sham arba amos liyavizar lo sham, you can't plant other grains there. Now it's interesting, the Ravi Bar Tanuya and Tanura and the other Mefarshim, they don't necessarily understand this the same. According to the way the Rav understands it, he's just saying this is similar to the halacha we learned earlier of Mechal Shebekarim, this the perimeter which surrounds it. But it seems like according to the Rambam and the Rash, all they're saying is you have to have enough space. It has to be that this ditch is 4 amos of space. If that's the case, then you only need to distance it for 6 tefachim. So again, it's a big nafkamina. According to the way the Rav understands it, you have to really have 4 amos of space before you start planting next to this vine. Whereas according to the Rash and the Rambam, you just have to have that there is 4 amos of space. Once you have the 4 amos of space, you can plant within 6 tefachim of this single vine. But by Shebekarim, a person has a house growing in the middle of his vineyard. So now the Mishnah says, Zerim b'soichi, you let a plant in the dirt of the house, even though the vines may go over the house and cover the house, but the fact is that since you have walls and a roof over the house, that will divide it, and even though it's the same soil underneath, nevertheless, you let a plant inside that house, that's not a problem. Mishnah Hay continues with the topic already of what happens when you violate the halachas of Klayim. We'll discuss those, it's a little bit more complex, we have to draw some diagrams. We'll continue with Mishnah Hay next week. Amen. Hashem, have a great Shabbos.